Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women have it hard, okay? Women have it hard. You have no idea what women go through every day, okay?
My question is, yes, I consent, by the way. Okay, I'm 31 years old.
Game over.
And I haven't dated anyone in a long time. My last relationship, it was horrible. And I feel like it taught me about men. And I don't play them games anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Your last relationship taught you about men. How the fuck can one man teach you about men? That's a stupid generalization right there. And this is the same story every. This is what most women have to say who's still single in their 30s. My last relationship was a horrible relationship. You know why? Because you're a horrible person too.
We attract what we are.
That's why you keep having horrible relationships. So basically she just told you up front, look, I'm bitter and jaded and all the shit he did to me. You got to deal with the baggage of that if you're coming into my life next. Tats everywhere, jailhouse tats everywhere. She bald headed. Men usually like hair. You coming on this platform with a fucking baseball cap on. It's just all bad off top. She passed a wall. There's just nothing good so far. Nothing good. I got a sneaky suspicion it's only going to get worse.
He's out of line, but he's right.
Ladies, word of advice. Don't lead with, or when you're talking to somebody, don't come in hot talking about, I just don't want to play games anymore. It'll be the cause of your destruction, I'm telling you.
Here's the problem. They can't help but to tell them themselves. They can't help but to sabotage their dating lives after a certain point. They just can't help it. It's in their fucking DNA. Their DNA has mutated based on all their horrible relationships and situationships and some old shit. Their brain has mutated. Their brain chemistry is different now. They can't help it but to sabotage every romantic situation they get in. Those tattoos are tragic. With a blonde baldy and a fucking what looks like a Verizon Wireless baseball dad hat. This is ridiculous.
Every part of this is completely preposterous.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really looking, but I want to know, where do I go to meet the type of man that will be good for me?
Wait, so how long has it been since you've been dating? How many years or months?
Okay, so my relationship ended like last year. My relationship ended like the end of 2021.
It's been like 2 years?
It's been a minute. And I've gone on, recently I only gone on like one date. He was cool, but the vibes, I mean, I feel like he's still trying to date me, but he's not just not giving the vibes that I want. Like, I want a high value man.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Lord Jesus.
And you doing too much. Is it the liquor?
One thing I want to touch on is when women say, well, I ain't really looking. They always want to front like, well, I ain't looking, I ain't tripping. I'm really happy single, but if something come across me, then cool, so be it. If I come across something good, so be it. That's cap when they try to make it seem, oh, I ain't looking. See, that's effinous language. When they're ashamed to admit they're looking for a man. That's how you know she a effinous. Because she try to downplay the fact that, no, I want to be with the man. And yes, I am looking for a relationship. A high value man. Listen, baby. Nothing about you says you belong with a high value man. Your look. How you talking? Just nothing. I don't know why these women feel entitled to high value men after they're ran through and damaged. Why does that make sense to them? They have the lowest value they've ever had on the dating market, but now they feel like they deserve a high value man.
It doesn't even make sense.
What makes you think, even if a high value man did want you, that you would know how to keep him? Or you're even conditioned to be what that type of man would need in a woman? What makes you think that? That's right, you're not thinking. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
What does a high value man look like to you? Because we asked the last girl that and she said she wanted someone eccentric, like someone like Miguel or Prince or the other guy. I forgot his name. So what does high value look like to you? Is that like cookie cutter high value traditional man? What does that look like for you?
I would say he could be traditional. I don't need anybody like the last girl said, like the Jackie O's. I don't need anybody, you know, like, it would be nice, but I just feel like that doesn't fit my aesthetic.
I don't give a
fuck. High value men don't give a fuck about what fits your aesthetic. You're going to get on their program. And I can tell you right now, you don't fit most high value men's program.
Fuck no.
See, these women got it fucked up, man. It's not about what you want. The women who get with high-value men and stay with them for a lifetime are women who are submissive and have the mentality of, what you need from me, big daddy? I got whatever you need. Whatever you need me to do, hey, I'm here. You want me to jump? How high? Those are the women who maintain high-value men, not selfish, delusional bitches like you. Because as low value as this woman is, she still think the man should have a mentality like the world revolves around her and he got to get on her program. That's where these women got it super fucked up. They're used to these pathetic simps kissing their ass to get a little whiff of coochie. High value men aren't like that.
She just hopes that the typical beta chump fools are like, oh my god, she's a princess, dude. She's a woman. You should treat her with respect, dude, because she's a woman. She's hoping she can still get that.
Entrepreneur, because I'm entrepreneur myself.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit.
You braiding hair in the back of your grandmama house is not being an entrepreneur. You selling bundles on the side is not an entrepreneur. They think if they say they're an entrepreneur, they'll attract an entrepreneur. And it just doesn't work like that.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
Fuck, I'm so tired of these basic ghetto ratchet dingbat imbecile bitches talking about their entrepreneurs.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion, my passion.
Okay,
passion.
Your passion, yes, is coming off as erratic.
You already got everything built. I'm not helping you come in and build nothing. Look, not bringing stuff to the table.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man.
So let me get this straight. You bald headed. Jailhouse tattoos. Dumb as fuck. Got a Verizon Wireless dad hat on. Had to call into some stupid-ass YouTube dating show to get advice. And on top of all that, you gonna look a high-value man in his fucking face and say, I'm not helping you build shit, and I ain't bringing shit to the table. So why would he fuck with you then, goofball? You don't look good, you ain't smart, you don't got a good personality. Why would he fuck with you then?
No, I... You're right.
They want to be fuck-ups their whole life and still get a high-value man at the end of the rainbow. And then tell that high-value man, I ain't doing shit for you. You're happy to be in my presence, even though you're the prize. Even though I'm admitting you're a high-value man, you still better feel lucky to be in my presence. Because I got a business. Oh, my God. And I ain't putting up with no shit, so you better come right. That's the attitude they come with when it comes to top 10% men, when they're a bottom 10% woman. Yeah, I ain't doing shit for you, period. You better choose wisely, nigga. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Okay, so entrepreneur, a little bit more down to earth, traditional, but not all the way traditional. Like, okay. And are you putting yourself in those kind of spaces? Are you going to those type of events or those type of places where those guys kind of hang out?
Hell no.
Are you going to those type of events or those type of places where those guys kind of hang out?
No, see, okay, I don't drive. So honestly, I really don't go a lot of places, but I'm willing to go. Like,
you're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
Yeah, this woman don't got too much going on upstairs. She don't even drive. She don't even drive, y'all. This is a bum bitch. This is a Dusty, a Dustiana, a Dusquisha, Dustavia. What would we call a 30-plus-year-old man who doesn't have a vehicle?
Uber works, but I don't drive, and I work out. If you look at my page, I'm a fitness fanatic, so all I do is really go to the gym and come home.
It's time to show off the results, Shan. You got to dress up, and you have to go out. You have to dress up and go out. We want to see you without the hat, they said. Let's see you without the hat. Somebody could be on here looking for you right now, okay? And you coming on with your hat.
Yes. I look a mess.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Like, at least be a baddie. If you're going to ask for a high value man, can you at least play the shallow part that a woman's supposed to play and look good? I mean, oh, man. It's just crazy, man. They expect the world while giving nothing. I mean, even based on shallow rules, a woman is supposed to look good and a man supposed to have the money, right? Even just looking at the world from a shallow point of view. And they can't even come with that. Oh, this is stupid. Fucking ball cap on, hairline pushed back. It's just stupid.
The advice I would give to you is you gotta go. You gotta get out the house. You gotta go out. They're not coming to your door. They may not even be at the gym. As a matter of fact, they may be in the gym. You probably could find a good looking man in the gym.
Maybe because I don't come cute enough.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Men will holler at you in the gym. They will holler at. I was going full speed running on the treadmill, and a man got on the one next to me and said, "Hello, can you stop? I want to talk to you."
You're lost in life, buddy, and you're the ultimate simp.
At my gym, nobody ever. Well, one guy actually did, right? But I just, like I said, my ex taught me how to vet men, and I just seen how he was testing what he was on.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Hold on. Your ex taught you how to vet men? Make that make sense to me. That's how you know a dude really don't give a fuck about you no more. That's how you know a dude wants nothing to do with you in any type of serious way. When he's giving you advice on how to deal with other men. Like, yeah, I definitely don't want to be in a relationship with you. So let me give you some advice on how to make a relationship work with another motherfucker. Anybody but me.
My nigga.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.